That's enough. Normal view.
Normal view. Normal view. Normal view. Normal view.
Hello, welcome to the Normal View podcast.
I'm Cliff.
And I'm Niall.
And today we're talking about someone who has, whenever they're sighted, it's a bit like seeing Bigfoot.
To be honest with you, I think when we talk about this person, I always kind of associate them with your humor.
Oh, yeah. It's snarky and sarcastic. So, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the only man to get killed by Jesse Eisenberg.
Well, that we know of.
Well, I mean, on film.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I forgot. I was like, when did he kill him?
He got murdered in Zombieland.
Like, what, are we going to say his name?
Yeah, Bill Murray.
Hey, Bill Murray. I wonder if we should do an episode where we pick a category or whatever, and we talk about the whole time, but we never say who it is.
Yeah. This man was turned into a fly.
Okay, that's not, you know.
And, of course, I'm talking about Vincent Price.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that'd be kind of funny.
Jeff Goldblum would be too, you know.
On the nose.
On the nose.
Yeah.
Like how we both said on the nose.
We are related.
Okay, well, he's not only been a great actor, he's also been a location for a movie.
Has he?
Yeah, Osmosis Jones.
Oh, my God. I didn't realize that we just talked about that.
Yeah, technically, he's been a location.
That bothered me so much as a kid. I don't know why. I think they just let him be Bill Murray, or they made him extra gross.
I think they made him extra gross.
Because you remember, right? Like, he was kind of, like, dirty and, like, a slob. And
well, yeah, the entire reason he got the horrible anthraxy thing is because he ate an egg that a monkey tried to steal from him. Like, it's...
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's like, you watch that movie, you almost feel like it should be rated R.
Well, yeah, and then it's like, you know, I really don't feel good. You know, let's go to Wingfest.
Like, yeah, and then doesn't he end up throwing up and, like...
Oh, yeah. No, he throws up, and then he has this, like, gigantic pimple on his face that, like...
Yeah. Oh, that was really disgusting.
Into the teacher. Yeah, it's just
Oh, gross. That's almost, yeah. Oh, family movie, my butt. Like,
well, yeah. Well, it was a little bit accurate on how, like, you know, your white blood cells try to stop the thing, foreign invaders, and the zit was like a bacteria nightclub, because that's what it does. Like, your white blood cells keep the bacteria in the zit. Like, it's...
Yeah, it is kind of gross. And even the villain was kind of creepy, too, because it basically was like, I'm going to murder him.
Oh, yeah, no, it was, well, and that was like, and then the villain, that's not how viruses work, but he, like, had this chain of, like, different people's, like, hyperthalamuses.
Yeah.
Like, murdered, like, it's, yeah, that's not how that works. That's not how any of this works.
Children movie, all the people he's killed.
Yeah, and, like, he was going to jump from Frank to his daughter. Like, that's like...
Yeah, wow. Every time you say a sentence, I'm just hit with emotions of like, oh my God, you're right.
Yeah, no. It's...
Wow. And then he get healthy for his daughter, right? Like, that was like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Kid Rock cameo, that was... I mean, they had him as like a
kidney,
like,
rock.
Bacterial infection. Like, it's...
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like... Yeah, you know, this is what we think of your music. You're actively trying to kill someone. Like,
his name's Kid Rock, and then they named him Kidney Rock.
Yeah.
Boo.
Yeah, well, that's a thing.
It's interesting cast, too, because, like, you know, Chris Rock, David Pierce.
Yes, David Hyde Pierce as the cold
pill?
Medication that can't really do much. Like, it's...
So David Pierce.
Yeah, David Hyde Pierce.
Lawrence Fishburne was in it. William Shatner.
Yeah, Shatner was the mayor of Frank.
Yeah, and then even Ron Howard, like we talked about the other week, he's in it.
Yeah. No, that's, people like cameos and stuff, and it was a huge, big-budget film. I don't think it made much back.
Like, I don't think I was allowed to watch it. I think I had to have seen it at someone's house.
Well, and they possibly showed it at school, too. I mean, it wasn't like, oh my gosh, this is horrible.
Well, like compared to, like, you know, with our household, you know?
Yeah, it was horrific, but it wasn't like, oh my gosh.
I think it's just because Bill Murray was in it, and my dad wasn't the hugest fan of Bill Murray.
Yeah, but it's, you know, knowing you, and, like, there's a lot of stuff that throughout the years our parents have been like, nah, we're not going to show that. Like, I had to wait till I was at least 13 before I saw Jurassic Park.
Yeah. No, yeah, I mean, I think I got to watch it earlier. But, like, I mean, there is a little bit of when you're a kid and you see something, you're like, what? You know?
Well, yeah. And then, like, as I'm watching, it's like, oh, yeah, I'm so glad I didn't see this when I was, like, 4. You know?
Yeah. Now that I think about Osmosis Jones, I remember being younger and being a little bothered by it. Like,
oh, yeah.
The death, the grossness. It's going to kill his kid. Like,
yeah, no, it's all that kind of stuff. I love the movie poster for it because it's like Bill Murray shirtless with an X-ray machine on him, and it's just like, you know, like a scene from the movie in the X-ray machine. It's like,
yeah,
and it's just like, and it's Chris Rock as the like main cop character. Like, it's the whole thing is it's basically a buddy cop movie inside somebody's like body. It's weird.
Yeah, it was a really interesting idea. It was almost, I know it's like a children's movie somewhat, it almost still was kind of like an adult movie though.
Oh yeah,
like it was like, you know how like adult cartoon movies, how like it, I think it was starting that era.
Oh yeah, no, it was let's see, what was it rated? It was PG, so it wasn't like,
yeah, but like, is it 2001 PG? Like, you know.
Well, 2001 PG is even a little bit more than normal PG.
I don't know. I feel like it wouldn't have been PG now.
Well, it's also, I mean, it didn't have any, like, profanity or anything like that. It was just weird.
I think it was just so weird for a movie to me.
Yeah.
You know, even the animation style, like, it looked cool.
I love that the first movie we talk about with Bill Murray is the one he's barely in and just basically the setting for it.
Well, technically, it's all about him.
Technically, yeah.
Ugh, that mean, like, is an awful poster. Like, I just want to look at it now.
It's,
that's not his body.
And it's like, why did we decide this should be what should be up in movie theaters?
Yeah, let's have a matinee of Osmosis Jones. He's one of a guy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we could also talk about another movie where it's just like, oh, okay, I guess Bill Murray's in it. We could talk about Garfield.
Oh, yeah. Now, Garfield, it's kind of funny because there's, like, the whole thing with him and Lorenzo Music. Mm-hmm. So, Lorenzo Music was the original voice of Garfield.
Yeah.
But he was also the voice of Venkman, Bill Murray's character, on The Real Ghostbusters.
Huh.
So, it was kind of interesting when Bill Murray played Garfield.
Yeah.
It's just a weird thing.
Because you saw it, right?
Yeah, I saw the original Garfield. I didn't see A Tale of Two Kitties, but I saw the original.
You're like, I'm not going to get crazy and watch the sequel.
Well, yeah, because that was 2004, so I was like still in high school. It's like I probably watched it with you or something.
Yeah, I probably was all into it.
Yeah, and it was like, they made John Arbuckle such a weenie in that one. Like,
well, I mean, yeah, to be fair, I think John's character, at least in the comic strips, because I used to read those all the time, he was one stepping in, like, cat pee or something away from, like, killing himself.
Oh, yeah. No, it's, if you ever get a chance, have you ever seen Garfield Without Garfield?
Oh, yeah. It's awful. I mean, it's great.
It's John talking to himself existentially.
Oh, it's perfect. It's almost like you really could see the depression on John's face.
Oh, yeah. And then, like, if it's a just Garfield strip and it's just three panels of nothingness, like, it's just great. The whole existentialism.
They should release that. That'd be really cool.
Well, I don't think they could get the copyright to release it.
Or maybe ask the Garfield people, like, just release one, just take the Garfields out. Well, that's, like, the most of the work. You're welcome.
Yeah, no, it's like, and the times when he's like furiously angry at nothing is the saddest part.
Yeah, or he's just eating and that's it.
Oh, yeah. Or it's like, I made lasagna, plop.
Yeah.
Just staring.
Was there a reason why he liked lasagna, or was that just what they wrote?
I think it was just Jim Davis thought, what would a cat not ever eat? And then lasagna. Like,
a 5-pound Italian lasagna.
Well, yeah. You remember the Robot Chicken sketch where it's like, yeah, Garfield is morbidly obese. I don't think he's going to be able to live through the night. What have you been feeding him? Oh, you know, lasagna. You fed a cat heavy Italian pasta?
Yeah. Ugh. But, I mean, well, I mean, if we're going to keep going with voice stuff, we could, even he was it Baloo in Jungle Book?
Yeah. I didn't see the quote unquote live action remake.
I did. You know? It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, obviously, you kind of take the, obviously the original, I feel like, had more whimsy and fun.
Yeah, I was going to say, it loses, like, the whole musical aspect, doesn't it?
No, there's music in it.
Okay, but it's not like big musical numbers.
I think there's just the amount of singing as there was in the original. But it's just different. It's like modern.
Okay, wow.
You know, like they sing the songs, like King Louis has his song and all that, and they sing the Bare Necessities and all that.
Oh, yeah.
But it I feel like it lost a little bit of what made it good, was like this Disney wonderment of like watching a fun thing.
Oh, yeah, and it's just like, if you ever read, like, the original story it's based on, The Jungle Book,
mm-hmm.
It's dark.
They're going like, that route.
Yeah, I think it was a bit more close to the book with that, because it's like, I know, then they have, like, Idris Elba's, like, Shere Khan.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, it's going to be this, like, dictatorship hierarchy thing and just, like, all that kind of thing.
Yeah, it was fine, but, like, I like the original better.
And I will say, if you're going to make somebody Baloo the bear,
mm-hmm.
Bill Murray kind of works, because he kind of has that, you know, I don't really care, it's whatever, we'll just kind of coast through life kind of thing.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, it was fine, but we should talk about the main movie that you've always been such a fanboy over.
Well, yeah, the one that whenever I could probably quote it about up to halfway through the movie just because I've seen it so many times.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that, of course, is Charlie's Angel. No.
Yeah. I was like, sure.
Yeah. No, it's Ghostbusters. I love Ghostbusters. In fact, it's like everybody who's a nerd that watches Ghostbusters, it's like, ooh, I'm all cool and snarky like Venkman. It's like, no. You're not the Bill Murray character.
You're never the Bill Murray character.
If anything, you're the Dan Aykroyd character.
That's more fair.
You're nerdy about stuff, and you know enough to be dangerous. That's the...
To be honest, I wouldn't want to be Bill Murray's character. I like that movie.
Very depressed, too.
Yeah. Like I don't need that more in my life.
Yeah.
I like Bill Murray, and I like the movie, you know. Yeah. But I don't know, maybe it's just something with me. I actually didn't like his character at all. I thought he was rather annoying.
Well, yeah, he's just supposed to be the, you know, lecherous dude who's kind of the con man.
And I think I didn't know that at first, and I was just like, ugh, you know.
Well, and it's kind of interesting, too, because he is actually a doctor of psychology.
Like, really?
That's the entire reason that he's doing postgraduate work at a university. He's a doctor in psychology and parapsychology.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like when he's dealing with Dana, they actually went and they studied and they did all this kind of stuff. It's like the medication that he gives her, like he would have that because he can prescribe that, you know?
Yeah.
It was a sedative. And then when he's trying to get Dana out of this whole thing, he's actually using psychological things where it's like if someone is under the delusion that there's somebody else or they're possessed by something, it's like, well, let me talk to this person. Like, this is the actual psychological ways that you do that. And it's just, the character being so snarky, kind of like you lose sight of the fact that he's actually a doctor. Like,
yeah, it's almost, yeah, where he's just so sarcastic, but it's all the time, and it feels like it never shuts off, and you just want to sometimes be like, dude, just talk like you're a doctor sometimes.
Oh, yeah. No, and it's, I think my favorite part with him in that is when they're doing the tests at the very beginning.
I hate that part. Because yeah. I feel so bad that guy keeps getting shocked. And I was just like, ugh.
Well, yeah. It's just the anger which he throws off, like, the probes. And it's like, I will not be. This is just terrible. I didn't come here to be shot. It's like, you got your money. What are you complaining
about? Yeah. And then even he would get it right. And he's like, no.
Yeah, well, it's, to be fair, that's actually kind of what the study was.
Really?
Because the study is supposed to be the effects of negative reinforcement on ESP. So even if he got it correct, getting shocked would be negative reinforcement.
It is kind of weird. Why would you want that to be a study? Like, why would you need negative reinforcement on ESP?
Because it's a fun premise.
He's like, I like shocking people and getting pain, so let's do it.
Well, okay. Just to jump to the next movie, Egon, the main scientist of the group,
mm-hmm.
This is after Ghostbusters, so everyone has kind of gone to the four winds. He's doing a study on the effects of how children respond to negative stimuli.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like there's a one-way mirror and there's like a kid playing with a puppy. And then Egon just goes over to a microphone and says, take away the puppy.
Oh, is that the second movie or is that the end?
Yeah, that's the second movie.
Oh, okay, I don't think I remember the second movie, that's why.
Yeah, no, it's so terrible because the kid's just like...
We're smoking. Yeah, oh...
Ugh. Tell the kid we're going to kill the puppy. Like,
jeez, man.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, it's just like, it
I liked
was
anyone. Let me tell you.
Yeah, but it's just like, but that's what makes it funny, because it's not like, you know, something you would do. Yeah.
Tell him we're going to kill the puppy.
Yeah.
Oh. Jeez, man.
Yeah. No, it's, yeah, Ghostbusters has that kind of like, it's a very timeless movie. Like, even though it's set in the 80s when it is like it was made,
mm-hmm.
It's like a story about people that make a business and then they like do all sorts of stuff and they save the world. It's the thing, and it's not like it's not dependent on the fact that it's in the 80s. Like, it's not like, oh, if only we had cell phones we could have fixed this. No, it's there's a supernatural thing. You're gonna shoot it with your laser backpacks that you are just physically impossible to make. Like,
yeah, but I mean, yeah. It's a fun nerd movie, and it's just like a fun, yeah. You know, they got the ghost.
And the fact that Dan Aykroyd believes half the stuff in that movie, like that's
a
ridiculous bit. Yeah. Like, if you've ever heard Dan Aykroyd talk about his like, you know, paranormal things and like, could aliens be real? I think they could be. You know, it's like,
doesn't he sell vodka or something too?
Yes, the Crystal Head vodka. It's in a skull-shaped bottle, and it's triple distilled, so that it's like, wow, really? Can we just get to like, hey, it tastes good? No, okay.
I feel like celebrities. I don't know if like recently, but I feel like celebrities always just go into advertising and endorsing alcohol.
Well, yeah, kind of.
Like Bryan Cranston and what's his face played Jesse. They have one. Ryan Reynolds has one.
Well, Ryan Reynolds actually like owns a distillery. That's like
But it's like, what's with like celebrities like dabbling in making alcohol?
Because it takes a lot of money to get started, I guess. Like I it's guess. You know,
maybe it's just like people are trying to get celebrities to do it.
Well, yeah, and it's if you're gonna buy something, mm-hmm. and it's like, you know, oh, it's gin. It's like, okay, well, let's just get the cheapest stuff. But this is made by Ryan Reynolds. It's like, ooh, I might get that one, you know?
To be fair, I probably would still buy the Paul Newman pasta sauce.
Yeah, it's Newman's own. Yeah.
But Paul Newman's different. He's Paul Newman. Ugh.
Well, and even now, like, he's passed on, but his foundation still gets all the profits from Newman's own stuff. So it goes to help homeless people and things like that. So
yeah, that's just a great guy. Yeah. So... I'm guessing, I'm assuming it's been postponed because I feel like we would have seen it by now, but the Ghostbusters Afterlife?
Oh, yeah. That has been pushed back, I believe, to 2021.
That sucks because that would have been fun to watch.
Well, yeah, and it's actually got Bill Murray come back, and I think there's, let me double check.
It looks on the cast, Dan Aykroyd's in it.
Yeah. No, and then it's got Paul Rudd. That's,
yeah.
He's in everything.
He's in everything, and yet he doesn't age.
And then Finn Wolfhard, you know, from Stranger Things.
He's or like from anything where they need a young boy, angsty guy.
Around the 80s, yeah.
Yeah, it's either they get Finn Wolfhard or they get Timothy Chalamet or whatever his name is.
Yeah. Well, I like the fact that Sigourney Weaver's coming back, too.
Yeah, that's cool.
And Ernie Hudson really needed a paycheck. Like, I know it's mean to say, but after Ghostbusters, he really didn't get anything. Like,
I mean, maybe he didn't want to, but yeah.
No, but he's tried. Like, that's the thing. Like, that's a constant thing in his career. Like, hey, I think I'd be great for this movie. It's like, yeah, but you kind of got that Ghostbusters thing going on.
Like, hey, yeah. It's been like 30 years. Can I, like, or longer now?
Yeah. Well, that was actually kind of like, they had him on an episode of the Adult Swim show, Children's Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like he's supposed to be a patient that has a 2x4 through his chest.
Oh.
So he's there, and he's got this, like, hot sweater on with a 2x4 through it. And the people were talking about, like, you know, when they got him, it's like, yeah, he said he's just thankful to have a gig. It's okay. I know it's hot, but it's cool. I'm here and I'm working.
Oh, like, I kind of feel bad.
Yeah, it's not like he's a bad actor or anything. It's just he's never been able to shake the whole, oh, you're in Ghostbusters?
Aw.
And he got messed with so bad on Ghostbusters too, because it's the movie poster. You've seen it.
Yeah.
It's Bill Murray. You know, Dan Aykroyd, and why can't I think of his name?
Wow.
Anyway, it's the three white guys on the poster.
Yeah. He's not on it?
He's not in it. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, no, he's not on the promotional material. He's not on anything. And he's like, originally they were going to have him come in earlier in the script, but it didn't
work out.
The beats didn't go out. So they're like, okay, yeah, you'll come in like halfway to three quarters through the movie, and yeah.
Were you thinking of Harold Ramis? Ramis?
Yes, Harold Ramis. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know how I forgot Harold Ramis, one of my favorite writers.
I know. I was like, you like that dude.
Yeah, and he's like, he did great stuff on SCTV.
Oh yeah.
He also directed Animal House. He directed the Vacation movies. He's a really great person, and I completely spaced out his name.
It's okay.
I think I got that horrible memory disease.
It's going to suck if he's the one person that listens to this podcast.
The dead man?
Yeah. From the grave.
Yes. Ooh. Well, I was trying to set you up for a joke, but, you know.
Oh, what was it?
I said, I think I have that horrible memory disease.
Oh, and then I didn't get it.
Yeah. No.
What was the joke, Cliff?
And then you say Alzheimer's, and I say, the horrible memory disease? Why would you bring that up?
No, well, I don't talk about Alzheimer's. That's a little too close to home. But what did you think of the female Ghostbusters? Because we saw that together.
It was a serviceable movie. It wasn't a good Ghostbusters movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a very different style from the original Ghostbusters. Because the original Ghostbusters, everything was basically scripted except for things Bill Murray threw in.
Yeah.
And that was part of the reason why he was in Ghostbusters, is because he could, like, improv little things, and they would be as good as the written stuff that they had.
Yeah.
With the new Ghostbusters, they kind of treated it like an improv game, and they did a billion and one takes of every scene with different jokes each time.
Oh.
And then they kind of tried to string it together, and it was like, that's not the best way to make a movie, because, and also makes the tone like a little bit all over the place. Mm-hmm. When you have people doing bits that don't really go with their character, but because they think it's funny.
Yeah. You know? I mean, the only thing I think I really enjoyed from that was like dumb Chris Hemsworth.
Oh yeah. No, dumb Chris Hemsworth was the best thing. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Like when he was trying to like, you know, oh, that's loud. And then he takes his glasses off and rubs his eyes.
Like, yeah, it's pretty great.
Yeah, it's just like...
Because he's just handsome and dumb, and you're just like, well, what a combination.
Like, which one's better, playing music or listening to music? He had, like, a saxophone, and then he was listening to the saxophone.
Yeah.
And Bill Murray had a cameo in that one as the, like, you know, paranormal debunker dude that, like, dies. And I think that's the only way they were going to get Bill Murray is like, yeah, you have a cameo and you die in it, so you don't have to be in the rest of this movie.
And he's like, oh, good, thanks.
Yeah.
Did you see What About Bob?
I've seen parts of it because it's been on TV a lot. But yeah, that What About Bob, I know the plot of. Bob is Bill Murray, and his doctor is the dude from Jaws.
Yeah, Richard Dreyfuss.
Yeah. And he's just way too clingy.
I like the premise, though, because he's like, he's not, I can't imagine Bill Murray ever being a nice clingy.
Yeah, no, and he's like, the doctor's trying to go and have a nice vacation on his, like, home away from everything. And Bob just shows up.
He's like, oh, come on.
Yeah, I figured out where your vacation home was. It was kind of hard, but I'm here.
Like, I take a lot of cabs, but here we are.
And I really need to talk to you about this stuff. It's like, okay.
I saw most of it. I liked it. I remember just being funny.
Yeah, it's just a ridiculous movie. And it just Richard Dreyfuss getting more and more angry is the best part of that movie.
Yeah. Is he, okay, not is Richard Dreyfuss short? Or is he like,
kind of.
He kind of just acts, like when he gets mad.
He's a little Jewish man.
He's 5'5", that's why.
Yeah, no, he's okay. Not incredibly tall, but he's not like, you know,
short,
Danny
right.
DeVito.
He's my height, actually.
Yeah, so you could tower over him.
I mean, if I tippy toes, but yeah.
Yeah, well, get a footstool.
So with the one movie that I've really wanted to see that Bill Murray was in, I didn't see in the theaters. I don't know why I didn't, but also it's just, it's too expensive to rent on like Amazon right now. Was the why did I just forget the name? No, hold on.
Monuments Men?
No, it's hold on.
Yeah, nobody wanted to see that one.
I know, you're like, ew, what are you talking about? Hold on. Because as soon as the Dead Don't Die, right?
Oh yeah, that's the newest one.
Yeah, did you see it?
I have not, but it's on HBO Max.
Do I have HBO Max?
You do. You have my login to HBO Max.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so you can watch it.
Yay.
And it's got Adam Driver and Bill Murray.
Oh, I love Adam Driver.
Did you see the last bit on Last Week Tonight where Adam Driver actually calls up John Oliver and says, why do you keep saying stuff like destroy me?
Oh, no, I haven't. I'll have to look it up.
It is awesome. It's on YouTube. It's just
yeah. I'm not going to say, repeat what John Oliver said, but it was like the equivalent of saying, you tall redwood, or, you know, yeah. And it's just like, whoa.
Crush my windpipe, you boxcar with legs.
Like, yeah, and it's just like, oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's hilarious, too, because it's like Adam Driver's like, why would you think that's okay? This is not okay.
Because Adam Driver's one of those where, like, he's really talented. He's also really, like, shy, I imagine. Or he's just very, like, leave me alone. I just happen to act.
Well, yeah, and it was the hilarious, I think the best one was, like, you know, he's reading off a bunch of stuff that people have said to him. It's like, punch a hole in me like a marriage story wall. Like,
yeah, oh, marriage story is good. Well, no, this isn't about Adam Driver.
This isn't about Adam Driver. It's about Bill Murray.
Do you feel like...
I want to bring up one last little cameo that Bill Murray was in that he didn't even get credited for because he didn't want to have his name in the credits. Little Shop of Horrors, he plays the sadistic person who wants the dentist to be mean.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's been a while.
And he has this whole story about, like, yeah, I know every time my mom took me to the dentist and they had to do something and it hurt so bad, she'd give me a candy bar. So now I've just associated pain with getting a treat. And so, like, Steve Martin's, like, drilling away at his teeth, and he's like, candy bar! Like, it's great.
That's really funny.
Yeah, Little Shop of Horrors has, like, a ton of cameos in it. So.
Yeah, no, I remember seeing that. I just forgot about that part.
Oh, yeah, and it's, he actually makes the movie better. Like, sometimes a cameo will, like, pull you out of the movie, like, oh, is that so-and-so?
Like, yeah.
To quote John Mulaney, is that Dean Cain?
I love that premise of, like, obviously it's a celebrity that's the criminal. And you're like, is that Dean Cain? Dean Cain, yeah. Dean Cain stole my purse.
Let's see. So now we need to think about a director for next week. What do you think?
I feel like we had one when we talked about it last week, and then you texted me.
We both completely forgot about it.
You texted me, oh, who are we talking about this week? And I was like, really?
I'm sorry. I forget things.
I'm like,
I forgot Harold Ramis's name.
I was like, man? Bill?
Well, there is the director that I really enjoy. I'm pretty sure you like his stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Kevin Smith.
Okay, yeah, I mean, we can talk about it.
Because he's just kind of silly. We've been doing kind of deep stuff, though I don't know how deep Bill Murray is, but still. Like,
I mean, I think he's been an actor long enough where they consider him like, oh, he's an actor, and you know.
Well, yeah, no, he's considered the elder statesman of acting, you know.
Yeah, I like when he was killed, though, in Zombieland.
Oh, yeah, no, it's like, and I love it, too, because he's all dressed up in zombie makeup in a zombie apocalypse, and he's going to scare somebody with a shotgun. Like, no part of that says, yeah, that's going to be
great. That was his fault. Great. Like, yeah.
Oh, you saw Zombieland 2, right?
Oh, yeah.
You see his cameo at the end?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's doing the Garfield 3 press junket, and it's just, like, that's when the zombies start, like, you know, being zombies.
Yeah.
He's got to, like, start fighting zombies.
Like, I feel like he probably said, hey, can I, we do make the press junket for Garfield 3?
Yeah, that's just because it's, like, it's a movie that's never going to happen.
Absolutely just, not, yeah.
Yeah. But it's fun.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess until next week, I've been Cliff.
And I've been Al.
Normal View.
Normal View.
That's enough. Normal View.